Indeed. I think there are many alternatives, at least technologically speaking, and they have been widely discussed, not only in the framework of this assessment, but also in other studies and works. Some things are already happening. For example, desalinization is happening also at the level of farm and farming, which is a bit unusual. No, it's not very common not even in the region. This happens, but I would say that it's more a result of the situation that is so bad that the water that is accessible is highly saline and needs to be treated before use, rather than let's say a big plan that has good incentives for that and a good plan for addressing the environmental impact, for example. Solutions are there, and they emerge naturally. Also, wastewater treatment and reuse is another possibility, and all alternative water sources are considered and being used. But indeed, the projections are alarming, and this continues to be the case. This continues to be the case. But it's true what you were saying at the beginning, that the coordination mechanism exists between the countries. This is a very good example, and also quite unique in terms of groundwater transboundary cooperation. So hopefully this could take the action further also at the level of coordination at the basin level, which is a very, very big basin, by the way.